Renting the property. Setting rental rates. Rental rates are influenced primarily by supply and demand. The property manager should conduct a detailed survey of the competitive space available in the neighborhood, emphasizing similar properties. In establishing rental rates, the property manager has four long-term considerations. The rental income must be sufficient to cover the property's fixed charges and operating expenses. The rental income must provide a fair return on the owner's investment. The rental rate should be in line with prevailing rates in comparable buildings in the area. It may be slightly higher or slightly lower, depending on the strength of the property. The current vacancy rate in the property is a good indicator of how much of a rent increase is advisable. A building with a low vacancy rate is a better candidate for an increase than one with a high vacancy rate. A rental rate for residential space is usually stated as the monthly rate per unit. Commercial leases, including office, retail, and industrial space rentals, are usually stated according to annual rates per square foot. An elevated level of vacancy may indicate poor management or a defective or an undesirable property. On the other hand, a high occupancy rate may mean that rental rates are too low. Collecting rents. A property manager should accept only those tenants who can be expected to meet their financial obligations. In addition to contacting credit bureaus, the selection process involves calling financial references and, if possible, interviewing the former landlord. Eviction history is now also checked. The terms of rental payment should be spelled out in the lease agreement, including time and place of payment, provisions and penalties for late payment and return checks, and provisions for cancellation and damages in case of non-payment. The property manager should establish a firm and consistent collection plan. The plan should include a system of notices and records that complies with state and local law. Every attempt must be made to collect rent without resorting to legal action. Legal action is costly and time-consuming and does not contribute to good tenant relations. When it is unavoidable, legal action must be taken in cooperation with the property owner's or management firm's legal counsel. In Illinois, specific legal procedures must be followed in taking legal action against a tenant. In addition, Illinois law has specific provisions regarding the maintenance and payment of interest on security deposits. Property managers, who must have broker or managing broker licenses, must put security deposits in a special escrow account, in the same way that real estate licensees must handle earnest money. The security deposits must be deposited in the escrow account by the next business day after a lease is signed, and this must be recorded in the journal and ledger. This escrow account is a non-interest-bearing account unless the property is residential with 25 or more units, in which case interest must be paid to the tenants. Maintaining good relations with tenants. An effective property manager establishes a good communication system with tenants. Regular newsletters or posted memoranda help keep tenants informed and involved. Maintenance and service requests must be attended to promptly, and all lease terms and building rules must be enforced consistently and fairly. The property manager must be able to handle residents who do not pay their rents on time or who break building regulations. Careful record keeping shows whether rent is remitted promptly and in the proper amount. Records of all lease renewal dates should be kept so that the manager can anticipate expiration and retain good tenants who otherwise might move when their leases end. Maintaining the property. Point one of the most important functions of a property manager is the supervision of property maintenance. A manager must learn to balance services provided with their costs, that is, to satisfy tenants' needs while minimizing operating expenses. To maintain the property efficiently, the manager must be able to assess the building's needs and how best to meet them. In some cases, the best plan may be to operate a low-rental property with minimal expenditures for services and maintenance. Another property may be more lucrative if kept in top condition and operated with all possible tenant services. A well-maintained, high-service property can command premium rental rates. A primary maintenance objective is to protect the physical integrity of the property over the long term. For example, preserving the property by repainting the exterior or replacing the heating system helps decrease long-term maintenance costs. Keeping the property in good condition involves the following four types of maintenance. Preventive maintenance. Repair or corrective maintenance. Routine maintenance. Construction preventive maintenance. This includes regularly scheduled activities such as painting and seasonal servicing of appliances and systems. Preventive maintenance preserves the long-range value and physical integrity of the building. This is both the most critical and the most neglected maintenance responsibility. Failure to perform preventive maintenance invariably leads to greater expense in other areas of maintenance. Repair or corrective maintenance, this involves the actual repairs that keep the building's equipment, utilities, and amenities functioning. Repairing a boiler, fixing a leaky faucet, or mending a broken air conditioning unit are acts of corrective maintenance. Routine maintenance. Routine maintenance includes such day-to-day duties as cleaning common areas, performing minor carpentry and plumbing adjustments, and providing regularly scheduled upkeep of landscaping. Good routine maintenance is similar to good preventive maintenance. Both head off problems before they become expensive. One of the major decisions a property manager faces is whether to contract for maintenance services from an outside firm or hire on-site employees to perform such tasks. This decision should be based on a number of factors, including size of the building, complexity of the tenant's requirements, and availability of suitable labor.